I have this list to be here. I think I said you guys have this list to be here. It's a great opportunity for all of us, Rabotai, to grow in our studying and learning in Yiras Shamayim, Midos Tovos, appreciation of our mission of life, and to grow as a bigger Ben Torah. The Rosh Yeshiva used to always say, I shouldn't say always, but he used to say it often enough. He used to talk about how, one time he said, you know, the yeshiva has a lot of unique features. There's, you know, the Iyun focus on a Talmud Rebbe relationship, a lot of different things. He said, all that, I'm not sure the exact word he used, but he said, okay, I don't know if we should have a yeshiva just for that, you know. To the tachas of the yeshiva, the reason why I kill myself, he said, the reason why he works so hard, and why whatever he does, is because to transmit the musr to the Talmidim. That's what's unique about this, the most unique thing in the yeshiva, which he feels the yeshiva has to offer, something special. And that is that musr affects us, changes us, enhances our ability to understand each other, understand ourselves, our Yiras Shamayim, our Midos, our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's crucial to focus on the Chochmas HaMusr, the Musr B'Spailus, and even the Chinuch HaMusr. A very basic thought I want to share with you, the Rosh Yeshiva said, this Rosh Yeshiva Shmuz, this first one, in the Parsha, the famous Rashi, the famous unbelievable Rashi, says on the Pasuk, Vayevo Noach, one of Ishto, one of Ito al-Teva, but they Meha Mabel. He went to the Teva because of the Meha Mabel. The Rashi says, Af Noach biktane amona hoya. Noach was not such a big balamuna. How can you say that? We'll get to it, right? But he wasn't, it was lacking, something lacking in his amuna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maimon ve'eno maimon. He believed, but didn't believe. Sheyavo ha-mabul, that the mabul will come. V'chol nichnas ha-teva ad she-dachku ha-mayim. He didn't go into the teva, as the dig from the pasuk, and they met ha-mabul. He didn't go because kasher tzivah saw Hashem. Hashem commanded him to go to the thing. Hashem told him, you should go. No, that's not what it says. It says because of the meha mabul. Because of the waters of the mabul, that's why he went into the teva. He waited till then. And it sounds like he should have gone earlier. Right, if he was a bigger balamun, he would have gone earlier. Hashem told him, listen, build the mab, build the teva, go into the teva. But no, he didn't go till the waters forced him. And the Medrash says, a little clear, the Medrash in the same idea says, next paragraph, Amrav Yochanan, Noach mechusra amona hoya, Yehulei shegiyo hamayim al karsulav. If it wasn't the fact that the mayim reached his karsulav, I'm not sure what that is, I think that's his ankles, I'm not sure, thank you very much. If it wasn't the fact that it got to his ankles, he wouldn't have gone in. Lo nichnas hateva, it's only because he felt that he sees it's happening, it's real, but didn't really believe it 100%. Yifei Torah explains a little more. Next paragraph, Yifei Torah says, Miks v'yevo noach el hateva ne'me amabu, v'lo ksiv kashet tziva Hashem, k'mo l'ksiv b'chinus ha'mehema v'cho achai, mashma, d'hoye mesupak, he was mesupak v'choshav ki rak l'hatil emo arabriyo tziva Hashem, even though it's hateva. Hashem, you know Hashem told him to build a teva and talk to the people, I guess means also, was because to get them all nervous, to impose fear upon them. I guess to do tshuva, to live a better life, be a bigger Eved Hashem, to scare them off, to scare them. Hashem's going to bring a mabul. But nah, Hashem never meant it. It wasn't true. But it starts raining on the earth. Only once he was forced, Az yada ki lo ish kel v'chazev, Hashem is not a man who's deceitful, who's misleading, v'yavol ha-teva. When Hashem talks, he means it. He doesn't just say things like this to scare people, to get them all nervous, and to make up a story. No, whatever he says, he's a ba'emes, 1,000%, he means it. The Rosh Yeshiva said, both said, the Rosh Yeshiva is unbelievable. What does this mean, he's not a ba'em who didn't believe? Hashem told him, build for 120 years. It wasn't like, you know, spend a couple hours and spend a couple days. 120 years, build a teva. He built a teva for 120 years. And he was building it for 120 years with that mission in mind, because Hashem wants me to build a teva. He said he's bringing a mabul, and that's it. And he built it for 120 years. At the same time, he was telling people, he was having a message. He was telling people, sounding the bullhorn, right, and telling everybody, Hashem's going to bring a mabul. Takes a lot of self-determination and being convinced. You know, if a Rebbe would not be convinced that, you know, Torah is so emes, it would be hard to be a Rebbe, right? So I'm sure it was very hard. It would have been hard for Noach is tzaddik if he to go ahead and keep on going for 120 years, not 120 minutes, not 120 seconds, not 120 days, 120 years to go and keep on spreading that message of Hashem, if he really didn't believe it was really true, if he had those doubts, you know, maybe it's not going to happen. Just Hashem was scared. Gnuk with this scare and stop that already. You know, yeah, come on, you know, I'm tired today. No, he did 120 years. He kept on telling people, it's happening. In 120 years, Hashem will bring a Mabul. He told them. He built it. And Lamaya said he was a tzaddik. You know, the tzaddik is not a simple guy who every time he has a good excuse or a good rationalization, you know, okay, listen, that's not what Hashem wants. So no. A tzaddik is someone who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cares for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cares for his words, he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about emes. So what's going to mean? It was not a balamuna. He didn't believe? How can he not believe? It's impossible, Rabosai. It can't be that he doesn't believe. So Rav Shiva said, Pshat Rabosai, one of the most basic yisodos of Musar, and that is that, of course, in the conscious level, he definitely believed. There's no shaila about it. And I saw other Balamus say the same thing. I think the Darchei Musar, I think I saw him say, and maybe Kelis Yaakov also, I think. I forgot a couple of them I saw. They say, of course, he believed 100% intellectually. On the conscious level, he believed that Hashem told me, I know he's a Baal Emes. He's not Ish Ro Ish Kel V'Chazev. He's not a man who cheats and lies and deceitful. He tells the way it is. If he says, I'm going to bring a Mabul, he's going to bring a Mabul. That's Pasha. I think we probably also believe it, right? If Hashem told you, if Hashem came down one day and said, yo, Mr. Flamos, right? I'm going to bring a Mabul. Hashem, not me. Hashem says it, right? You say, well, maybe just playing games with me. No. That's not Emes, lacking Emes, right? And he gave me a mission. I had to do it for 120 years, and I was telling people and building and killing myself my whole life. Not his whole life, only 120 out of 930, but it's a lot of years, right? A lot of years of doing the same thing and exhorting people to go ahead, and Hashem is coming to bring a Mabul. Of course he believed it. What was lacking on both sides was in the subconscious. Deep down, inside, intellectually, 100%, 1,000%, not 100%, 1,000%. He believed with all his kochos up there that Hashem will bring him out. But internally, in the subconscious, which is very, very powerful, we see, he was a little bit lacking. I don't know. You know, if you were to ask him, you know, is he coming? Is he going to bring him out? He said, yes, I guarantee you. But he didn't feel in his kishkas, didn't feel in his bainer, as they say, the bones, right? His bones were not fully absorbed with the feeling, with the recognition that Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to bring a Mabul. And that made the difference. Of says, listen, he was able to rationalize somewhat deep down. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but he said, listen, I'm not sure, internally he said, he was hesitant. That subconscious affected his movements, affected his hanhaga, and said, and he didn't go. It was like maybe caused a little laziness. It's hard to know exactly how it works. But the subconscious both that we see is so powerful that as clear as a person, as much as a person knows, and he'll swear to it that Hashem's bringing the Mabul, he's not going to act accordingly because he's not convinced in the insides. Both said, that's what Musar does. Musar, one aspect of Musar, a lot of aspects of Musar. Musar does, a person's job is to convince yourself, to repeat again and again, to learn more Chazal, more Chochmas and Musar, the same thing. You guys, I always hear complaints. I heard that Shmuel heard the same idea 37 times in my last 5 years in the yeshiva. Okay, give me a break. There's no chiddushim anymore. Okay, there should be a little more chiddush. Hopefully there's a chiddush in exact nuance, but the yisod might be the same. But if you don't hear it 37 times, it's not going to penetrate. It's not going to affect your subconscious. You're not going to live that way. You know, people live and everyone's afraid of putting their finger in the fire. You know why? Because that's real and that's absorbing the kishkas, that's absorbing your subconscious. Everyone feels it, it's not just intellectual, he feels it. When it comes to something in the ruchni sticker realm, it's not so apparent, it's not so touchable, you can't touch it, it's not touchy-feely. You can't do it, it's not so, you don't see it. That's hard to go ahead and ingrain the subconscious. Another example of both, look at this Gemara in Brachas. I think I saw the stipler quote this Gemara, said this Gemara, I think it was a stipler. That's a long Gemara, I'll try to read it quickly. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he got him sick, Nichnus Tamid of Vakro, they came to visit him, Kivin Shiroosam, Hitchlitchli, started crying. The great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai started crying. Amar Tamidav, this Tamidav said, Neri Yisrael, Amar Hayimini, the right pillar, the powerful pillar, Patish HaChozak, the strong hammer, such a tremendous, powerful, strong, great person, what are you crying for? If I'm about to go to a flesh and blood king, Shayom Khan Mokra Kever. He's here today and tomorrow he's in the Kever. Short term guy. Shim Koisalai in Kasu Kast Olam. If he gets upset at me, okay, so he'll be upset today, tomorrow, another couple of days, a year or two. Not forever, not eternal. Vimosrani. If he prohibits me, gives me a surim, and he's through Isra Olam. Vimamtini. I'm sorry, Vimimiseni. If he kills me, and Misa Misa Olam, just on this world. I can also, appease him, or shachta to bribe him, mamon, afal pikein, how you see bocha, right? I would be petrified, I'll cry so much before I go in to see him, before I go meet him. Who knows what he's going to do to me? It's only short term, it's not eternal, is it? Right? The achshu shamulichin also, I go to Hashem now, shuchai v'kayim l'olam, l'olme olamim, shim kowe yisrael kaslo kas olam. Eternal cast, Vim Osrani Osir Osir Olam, forever. Vim Miseini, Vim Misasum Mis Olam. Vim Yochel Feis with Varm, it doesn't take Shoch, Vol Shach the Mammon, I can't appease him with words or with money, ain't gonna work. Vim Oud, Elosh Yesh Lufane Shnei Drachim, and look what's happening, I'm about, two approaches, two paths. Got Eden, Achashal Gehenim, Vim Yodebe Is Malik, I don't know where I'm going. I shouldn't cry, he says. He says, I'm petrified. I'm so scared. I'm crying. I'm afraid what's going to happen to me. I'm the biggest judge in the world, and I can't appease him. I can't bribe him. Nothing. It's all the reality. And who knows where I'm going? So, of course, I shouldn't cry. Amar Rabbeinu, I guess they understood, they heard. They said, Brachainu, give us a bracha, okay? Listen, I understand. The answer my first kasha, but please, give me a bracha, Tamidim said. He said to them, he says, it should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Morish Shamayim, the fear of Hashem, should be upon you as much as the Morah Basar V'dam, as much as the fear of a human being. Right? Not a bad bracha, right? People are scared of people, but yeah, at least that much. Amar Tamidav, Ad Kan, that's it? I should just be as scared of Hashem as I am of people? And just a little background, so because Fakir, they just heard this whole speech about how Kodesh Baruch Hu is so awesome and you can't bribe him and there's got Eden, Shnei Drachim in front of us and his anger is eternal and there's so much to be scared of. So they realize that, you tell me I should be scared of him, this puny little short-term guy who can't do anything to me and who I can bribe him, this night I should be scared of Hashem as much as to a person. It doesn't make sense. He said, well, that's all? Ad Khan, right? That's where they're coming from. They had that munah. They just heard a whole speech, and some of these are big people. It's not little, bunch of kids in Torah Semes elementary school, right? These are gedolim. This Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? The first people came to visit him before he was dying, right? He was sick. So Ad Kan, that's all. That's the brach he give us. There's only all that much that, but there's so much more. The Morishma should be much greater. Amar Halavai. Halavai should be like that. Halavai should be at least, the Morish Shemaim should be at least like Mor Bas V'dam. Teidu, and I'll prove it to you, he says. Not so partial, because Adam over Avera, Omer Shal Irani Adam. A guy is about to do an Avera, he's Bechadre Chadorim, or he's in the corner someplace, he looks around, anybody watching me? And there's a camera over there, all these cameras watching, Coast Circuit TV, whatever. I'm nervous. I'm not going to do anything because the office might be watching or my boss or my mother, whatever. They're watching. He has to make sure no one's watching. What about the one up there? He's there. He's watching. Well, why aren't you scared? So he proved to them. He showed them. He said, listen, you see, it's not so push it. You guys are right. There's a lot more to be scared about. But the mice said, it doesn't work that way, right? The person's not so scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's much more scared. He takes much more, cautions, and he's much more careful before he does an aveir to make sure no one's watching and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's watching. What's the pshar both saying? How does it work? These guys, they knew, they believed. They believed. The fact that they heard the whole speech, and that was their kasha. At Khan, they said, because Morish Shabayim should be much greater. Same Yisod Rabosai. Yisod is that a person can believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge and is watching me and he's going to punish me if I do anything wrong. And it's Olam Hazeh and Olam Habog and Eden Gehenim and all the above and Yisru Yisru Olam. I can't be Meshachetim. I can't, I guarantee if I ask any of you guys, you think you can bribe Hashem? No, Rabbi, come on, we can't do that, Can you convince him with words? It's not. You play a good game and talk nicely and you're a good verbal, speaker, good orator. Nah, it's not going to work. Come on, Rabbi, you know better than that. You can't do it. And And am I going to get punished if anything, if I do something wrong? Yeah, I'm going to get punished. So Rabbo said, why aren't we afraid? That's the Yisrael Rabbo said, because there's a conscious and the subconscious. And it's our job, Rabbo said, to take the conscious and put it into the subconscious. Knock it in. Drill it in. Again, the same Yisrael. Whether it's Chochmas HaMusha, to learn the Mezil Sharm, to learn all the Sifrei Musha, and to learn the basic concepts in Harvard again and again. You know the stories about the Bali Musha used to go into the forest, and they used to go ahead and say a line from Chazal, whatever the line was, Tov Hashem Kol Gebalev, whatever, you know, again and again and again. 75 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, whatever it was. Spend a half an hour out there saying the same words. Rabbi, what are you wasting your time for? You know what, you're Chazara? Chazara is 101 times, 400, I don't know how many times, but 1,000 times? Rabbi said, Chazara is what does it, right? Knocking it into yourself, clarifying it. Why? For the purpose of knocking it into your subconscious. And that's what Chochmas Musha, and of course we get the Musha B'Spilus to use the Nigan, and use emotional excitement and inspiration to go and knock it in, to be a bigger Talmud Chacham, a bigger Yerushalayim, bigger Baal Midos. How bad it's to be about Gaiva, how important Chesed is, whatever it is, you're a Shemai, whatever it is, Rabbo say. That's the Yisod, Rabbo. That's the Yisod. That's the Yisod. And just to apply it to us, Rabbo say, I just happened this matter Shmuz, but I saw it, I opened the Sefer today, and I was up to the Shari Tshuva, Shar Sheni, Os Chafal, let me just read it to you, it was Pashit, but it's so powerful, and this is our job. This is our job, in a nutshell. If you ask me what's our tachas in our life, this is it. I'm not going to say what it's not, right? We know it's not to become the most powerful person in the world. It's not to become the most wealthiest, the most popular, the most beloved, the most this, the most that, the most whatever, right? It's not Rabbo Sai. And it's definitely not to get the most beautiful house and beautiful car. That's for sure not, right? Or even get the most delicious steak. That's not what it's for, Rabbo Sai. This is the purpose. Umisha Hanano Hashem Yisbarach. There's a couple, if you have a chance, Rabbo, look it up. There's a couple of paragraphs I think right before that also, similar vein. Umisha Hanano Hashem Yisbarach Dea. Guy has a little bit smarts. Yoshim El Gibo, he'll think about, he'll apply to his heart, Ki Hashem Yisborach, Shulachub Olam Hazeh, sent into this world, Lishmor, Mishmarto, Visaroso, Vichkoso, Mitzvot, to do mitzvahs, to keep Hashem's Torah. But Yivkach Einov, a person will not open his eyes, if he has a little smart, a little IQ, Baruch Hashem, he will not open his eyes, Vulgosi Rasos Shichuso, except for doing Hashem's mission, his messengership. Vulkeitz Hayomim, at the end of time, if he did his shrichus faithfully, if he did his job properly, Yashuv Uva Barina. He'll be excited, he'll come in happiness, Simchas Olam Arosho, Kevich, Ashishulacha, Melech, Le'ever Hayom. Similar, a marshal to an Eved, who is Melech, the king, his boss, sent him across the ocean. She'ain, you can be sure, She'ain, Einov, Vribo Zulasi, his eyes and his heart is only on one thing. What are they focused on? Al-Devar Shrichuso, Hatshuva Adonav. Until he gets back, he gets on a two-month mission, a year mission, whatever it is, Rabbo Sai, you can be sure his goal, his entire focus is just to go ahead and complete the mission that his boss, the king, put it up to right. So Rabbo Sai, I just read this to you. I guarantee you, every single person in this world, in this room, every single person who heard this just now, knew this, right? No Chiddusha, right? Rabbi Kahneman, right? Any Chiddush in the Shana? No Chiddush. I don't know why he's writing it. You know why he's writing it? Because he wants us to chazer it again and again and knock it in. We should realize, what is my purpose? Is what I'm doing now aimed at focusing and finishing and accomplishing my mission? Is that what I'm doing? Does this fit into it? You know, I'm standing here right now talking to you guys. Am I doing my mission, right? You guys are listening. Are you doing your mission? That's what it's for. You have to knock it into your head, Rabbo Sai. I'll share with you one. It's a little late. I never speak so long. I apologize, Rabbi Kahneman. Okay, we have a couple more minutes, Rabbi Kahneman. It reminds me just in the same way, Rabbo Sai, just what opportunities we have, Rabbo Sai. The Alter from Sarbotka says, it's a famous shmuz, he says a person, you know, Adam Rishon, right, was put into Gan Eden, and he was before the chait, he was like, wow, he was up there. It says he was, I don't know what all these things mean, he was from Kseel, from one side to the other, he was gigantic, he was strong, he was powerful, he was brilliant, everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ru'u, Beri Yishabarasiv, Balamai. He said, Hashem was bragging. Look what I do, what I created. Such a masterpiece, right? Such a masterpiece that, you know, and the Gan Eden was meant with every single luxury, every single steak, can I say that? Every single, whatever person needed, it was there for his utilization. And he was